Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ. Dubai. To the UAE. The Chris Fade Show. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Are we on? Yeah, we're on.
We're
good morning. 7:01 right now. Big Rossi here. Hello, Pretty Malik.
Hello and good morning.
Good morning. How was your sleep?
Sleep was okay. I decided to wash my hair this morning, which was a silly mistake.
Oh, wow. You can do it in the morning. That's amazing.
I know, but it kind of delays the day. Throws me off track, Rossi.
Does it? Yeah. Is it hard? Like, what do you do? You use that old Dyson Airwrap afterwards?
No, my hair is too short for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. They're great, those things.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I've been using them on Annie sometimes.
Yeah, they're great. Oh, great for the girls. Easy yeah. for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything.
What an invention. What an invention. Okay. My last 24 hours, fine, yeah. Just spent a lot of time with the kids, obviously. Last night, just relaxed. It was nice.
You had pub quiz? No, that's
pub
tonight.
Pub quiz is tonight, yeah. Tonight. Every Tuesday I do a pub quiz. So we'll do the questions on the show a bit later on.
Nice.
We've got some cool prizes up for grabs as well.
Yeah, we're going to send you to an Iftard Expo City this hour. Gossip as well. Mr. Beast is ready to leave YouTube. I'll give you all the details.
I saw this headline. Wow, what a big deal for Mr. Beast.
We called it, I just want to say.
Did you? Did you call it?
We did it on the show, yeah, months ago.
Ah. My kids and Liz are riding to school on the bikes this morning. That'll be fun for them. But yeah, what are you doing? Love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us. Tell us what you're doing. 04-871-5544. Send us a WhatsApp. We like to give a few shout-outs in the morning. And hi, William.
Hi.
What's happening, William? What are you up to?
I'm just on the school run right now.
He's on the school run,
I see. He's on the school run. What school do you go to?
I go to Wellington.
Oh, nice. Sheikhzayed Road or Silicon Oasis?
Al-Khail.
Al-Khail.
Oh, I forgot
Rossi.
Al-Khail.
Big Rossi.
Oof.
Missed it. What grade are you in?
I'm year 10.
Year 10.
So, you've got a question here that you want to ask, apparently. What is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can I perform with you on Friday instead of Chris, because he's not here?
Are you a singer? Or are you talking about Duvet, right?
Yeah, Duvet. Yeah, I'm a singer.
Oh. You're a singer. Should we have a little, like, can you do something now? On the phone? Like in a little audition?
No, my throat hurts right now, but I can send you a voice recording later.
He sounds like a perfect member of Duvet. Not enough people to perform. Let me have a think about it, but I don't know if we're going to do it. Because...
Well, we did not...
Because last time I did it, Chris got really angry and sent me a voice note and said, don't ever do that again.
Well, Chris can talk to me instead of you then.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's like a manager and a performer rolled into one, this guy. Thanks,
gosh,
William.
Gosh.
Okay, well, tell us a bit about your singing history. What have you done?
Well... Cool. I don't know, I've performed...
Have you sung before?
I have.
On stage?
Yes. I'm grade 4 singing.
Okay.
I really am curious, William. I really want to hear you sing a little bit. I'm so curious.
I know. It sounds like one of my interviews that I've had previously. Tell us a bit about you. Okay, so you just know that you're a good singer. You're confident in your own abilities, right?
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking of doing one time, William, just secretly, is... secretly getting like singing lessons, so then when Chris says let's do Duvet on a Friday, I like come out the park.
But you're a great singer.
Yeah, I know, but
it's just that you get nervous.
You can always improve, you know what I mean? You can always improve. Well, listen, William, thanks for your call, mate. I'm going to keep you on file and
on file.
Okay.
And I appreciate you calling in and say hello to everyone at Gems Al-Khail. I'm sure I know about 3 teachers there because I know teachers everywhere. But,
he does.
Have a great day, mate. Thanks so much.
You too.
Bye. Asil. Hello, Asil.
Hello. Good morning. Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. I can't believe it. I made it through.
You made it through. Congratulations. First, tell us who you're going to take, though.
Actually, I'm going to give it away to my sister and brother-in-law on the occasion of their anniversary today.
Oh, that's sweet. How many years have they been married?
Sorry, come again?
How many years have they been married?
They've been married for 2 years, and they've been together for the last 14 years.
Oh, my. What took them so long? Jeez. But that's...
Well, actually, they've been together we call it season one. They've been together for 5 years. Then, I don't know, they went their separate, separate ways.
Season one, then season two.
They were other people. And then season two, that was in 2019, they reconnected after, you know, the passing of my father, God rest his soul.
Oh my gosh.
And then they rebonded again over COVID, and the rest is history.
Are we still talking about the relationship, or is this like episodes of Friends here? but this is amazing. Congratulations. You got yourself that prize. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. They'll be thrilled. Till now, she doesn't know how to cook, so I think my brother-in-law will be so excited about that.
You are just wonderful. They're just a surprise every single time you say something. I love it. You got this iftar at Expo City Dubai. Enjoy high Ramadan over there.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed Ramadan, everyone. Thank you so much.
You too.
So much.
You too. Ramadan Mubarak to you too.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Go on, pretty.
Congratulations are in order for our good friend, David Guetta. I would say he's a good friend of the show, right?
Yep.
He is officially a dad again at the age of 56.
Wow.
He welcomed his first child with his girlfriend, but his third child, he has two kids from his previous marriage, Jessica Ledon. They have welcomed their first baby together, named, I hope I'm saying it right because I know it's French, Cyan, C-Y-A-N.
Is that the same as the color?
Yeah, like cyan blue, but we say cyan. I'm sure that's not the right way to say it.
Right.
It's very American.
Cute. Well done, David.
Yeah, we love David.
I mean, he looks great. He looks about 35, doesn't he?
And it was cute because all the other DJs, like Diplo, everyone, were like commenting, congratulations. I find it really cool when other celebrities comment on a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like actually friends, but you see them as celebrities. Strange. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Beast has struck a deal with Amazon for the biggest competition series in TV history. This is so huge. He's not only the biggest YouTuber, but now he's going to have a competition show with the biggest single prize in the history of television and streaming.
Whoa.
So, are you ready for this?
Is he putting the money up himself?
I don't know how he does it.
Right.
I'll be honest. So, he's got 1,000 contestants competing for a $5 million cash payout.
Wow.
A 1 in 1,000 chance to win $5 million cash.
Can I sign up?
Yeah, go sign up. Nala, go do it.
I actually will sign up.
So it's going to be like the stuff that he does on his YouTube, but on a bigger scale for Amazon. And there was a massive bidding war going on, by the way, as to which streaming service is going to pick this up. And it was Amazon who won.
It's always interesting to see how like YouTubes and stuff will do on TV, right? Because it's a different thing.
Yeah, but I feel like Mr. Beast is one of those where he's like kind of on a league on his own.
Yeah.
No one does it like him. I think he's super engaging. There's a reason he's the biggest YouTuber. It's because he's super engaging.
Right.
And he's not messing with the format that has brought him success.
Mm.
He's basically taking the same thing that he does on YouTube, but obviously better production quality, bigger audience on Amazon.
Right.
I think that's smart.
Well done.
Yeah.
We need to see him out here, don't we? Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Come on, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
We love him. Okay, and finally, saw this list and I was like, ooh, this is interesting. Game Time is an app for last minute tickets. So if you're trying to get tickets on the second market, it's one of those apps, right?
Like StubHub, yeah.
Yeah, in North America predominantly. So they put together a list of like the top 10 concerts, but by average ticket price.
Mm.
So they looked at, I don't know, 20 concerts, the last 30 concerts, and they put it together. Can I name you some of them? So in at number 5, Olivia Rodrigo is going to cost you about $475. That's nearly 2,000 dirhams for one concert ticket.
On the secondhand market, right?
That's just number 5. Number 2, Adele, $1,000. That's 3,600 dirhams for one ticket.
In Vegas.
Yeah, but your number 1. Nala.
Of course.
It's Taylor Swift.
It's Mother.
This cannot be right. Looked at 18 concerts, averaged out the price. $2,600?
What?
Yeah. For a ticket?
I wonder if that's what Chris Fade paid when he went in LA.
$2,600 for one ticket.
That is crazy.
I am never complaining about concert ticket prices ever again.
And I'm going to teach my girls to like someone else that's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Okay, so tonight, yeah, do my pub quiz. It's still on, by the way, during Ramadan, so I'll be doing that later on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Down at Brew House in City Max. But I want you guys to do it right now to see how easy the questions are. Highest score out of five is going to win between you and Pretty, Nala. I don't know why I did that. Between
We're
you
ready.
Girls.
We're ready to go, Rossi.
Get your team name written down there.
Ready.
Done.
Repeat after me. Question number one.
Question number one.
From what years are Gen Z born between?
I don't know.
What years are Gen Z born between?
I don't know where it starts, but you I know where it ends.
Okay.
We have to give the starting year, right?
Yeah, the starting year, the ending year.
Ending year is my year, but I don't know that.
Gen Z is not your ending year.
I'm the last
millennial.
I'm the last Gen Z.
You're the last Gen Z?
Yeah.
What's after Gen Z?
So 1997 is the cutoff. But I don't know before that.
Okay, so that's one of the answers you've just given away there.
It's okay.
But you need it goes up to what date? Is it 2001?
Oh, 2000? Sorry, not the cutoff.
So 1997 to what?
I told you that. You don't listen to me.
My brain isn't braining, sorry.
1997 up until what date? Okay, next one. Question number two. In which romantic comedy does Kate Hudson try to get Matthew McConaughey to dump her? In which rom-com does Kate Hudson try to get Matthew McConaughey to dump her?
I wrote the wrong one.
All right.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Question number three. Where was the first Formula One race held?
I don't know.
I will do Monaco.
The first Formula One race held, where was it?
No idea. Nala, you need to know this.
Brain isn't braining.
Okay, next.
Got to get that one right, Nala. Otherwise, somebody else will be going to all of these Formula One engagements courtesy of Virgin Radio. Question number four.
Question number four.
Who plays the female lead in the movie Fashion? It's a Bollywood movie. Who plays the female lead in the Bollywood movie Fashion?
Such a good movie.
I know you watch a lot of Bollywood.
Such a good movie.
Nala, so that's why I put that one in.
It's a great movie.
It is.
Now, if you get this last one incorrect, You disown from the show. Question number five. What month was my daughter Annie born in?
Oh, come on.
What month was my daughter my Annie born in? Okay. Passes a pen.
Hold on.
Here.
Right. January, February, March, April,
yeah,
May,
keep,
June,
keep doing that,
July,
yeah.
August, September.
Okay, right. Nala's sheet has come in here. Talk amongst yourselves, please.
Please don't count spelling.
At least we didn't have those, what do you call the one where he, the brain teaser
ones.
Yeah. The riddles.
Oh, okay, here's your answers then.
The riddles are the worst ones.
Gen Z's are born between 1997 and 2012.
Oh, I'm 2 years apart.
You're closer than I am.
I put 2010.
The Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey movie where he has to dump her.
How to lose a guy in 10 days,
correct? The first Formula One race held in Silverstone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I put Monaco.
The female lead in the Bollywood movie Fashion, Priyanka Chopra.
Woo! Yep.
And what month was Annie, my daughter, born in? September.
Yeah.
Is correct.
Oh, so are we tied?
You are tied.
Yay!
Are you happy to just be tied?
Yeah.
That's fine, okay.
Can you read our team names?
I love Danny Ricciardo. Woo! That's not me, that's Nala's team name. And
please read it in full.
I'm excited for yours.
Chandu ke chachine, chandu ki chachiko, chandi chauk mine, chandi ki chomaxi chutney chatayi. What's that mean?
Was that at least good pronunciation?
Yeah, it's actually not that bad.
Does it mean anything?
It's a tongue twister.
Okay, good. I just heard Pretty Malik talking to the ladies in the studio, and I heard the most ridiculous statement ever.
What did I say?
You said that you think your dog, Duke, is a lefty.
Yeah, he's a lefty.
Like, I can't believe you just said that. You said your dog is a left-handed dog.
Yeah, left-pawed.
Left-pawed dog. How is that a thing?
So
how do you know? Give us the evidence right now.
Well,
let me get some music for this occasion.
I've read somewhere, aka I saw on TikTok.
Oh, here we go. Is this the app that's about to be banned
in
across the US? Right,
we're not in the US. We're here in the UAE.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I was scrolling through and there was a thing. Here's a test where you could see if your dog is a lefty or a righty. Of course, I tested it out. So apparently it's the paw that they use first when they're walking more times.
What, like when they get up?
And they walk.
So if they go right pawed first, it means the right...
Right pawed.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I just tried it. And then when Duke goes to tinkle, he has to lift the left side. Always. Cannot do right. Always has to lift left side.
Oh, more evidence.
Now you've got me thinking about my dog. This is... Get out my head. Get your weird things out my head.
My Dookie is a lefty. I think he really is.
Now I've just been looking, like picturing my dog in the back garden, and he picks up his right leg.
So he's a right paw doggy.
No, but isn't he supposed to walk with the right paw first to indicate that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's a right footer.
Right paw.
Right paw. I think he is, because like when he's... messing with stuff. What have you done to me? But when he's messing with stuff on the floor, he holds it down with his right.
I'm going to have everyone thinking today, when you go and see your furry pals, are they left pawed or right pawed? These, if you're wondering what Preeti does when she has like 15 minutes of downtime, this is it.
Is Preeti Malik losing her mind? Please get in touch. 0487155444. Or is she normal? Do you think this about your dog? Do you think if your dog is left or right pawed? Now you've got me thinking about it. It's interesting, but... I mean, like, when he signs stuff, does he have to really, like, bend his arm round so he doesn't rub it out and stuff?
No, we just do a paw print.
You do a paw print. Very cute. I don't think you're alone, though. Let me know. The calls are flooding in. We'll take some of them next. Natalia wants to know about a cat, or has a cat, right, Natalia?
Hi. Yes. Now you got us thinking about it.
See? So call your cat over and see if... what's your cat's name?
Chewbacca.
Sorry?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. So if Chewbacca comes left paw first or right paw?
Oh, so yeah. So when it walks over to you, if it sets off with its right paw, then it means it's right pawed. Why am I even getting involved in this? I don't know. Thanks, Natalia. Who else have we got here? Let's have a look. Liz, what do you want to know, Liz?
Well, it's actually my daughter.
Mm.
Hi.
Hi, cutie. What's your name?
I'm Ellie.
Ellie, tell me, what's going on?
I have a cat at home. Her name's Luna.
Uh-huh.
And I'm interested to see if she is a righty or a lefty.
See?
Now you've become a pet expert, Preeti. Can you help?
It's all thanks to TikTok. So Ellie, when you come home from school, you go to Luna, you call her over and see if she uses her right paw or left paw.
Okay.
Okay. You have a good day at school. Let me know. Message us later and let us know, okay?
Okay.
Send her a DM on Instagram.
Bye.
She can't wait. She's waiting by the phone for you.
I mean, if TikTok said it, it must be true, right?
Exactly.
What's going on, Rue?
Yeah, look, gotta love that Virgin Radio's got their finger on the pulse of all the hot topics. I mean, like, seriously. Like, I know we all love our dogs and everything, but Preeti, I think you should have a baby.
Nah. Rue, hey. Have you been talking to Chris? Get out of here.
It must be an Australian thing, I think. Can you tell that we're really desperate for content here, Rue, or what?
Oh, well, anytime you want content, just give me a call, bro.
All right, mate. I will do it.
And anyway, the William that called this morning that wants to sing with you?
Yeah.
That's my son.
Oh, my gosh, stop. Is it? No way.
Oh, good. He hasn't got an Australian accent like you, mate, though, has he?
That's because you grew up here, bro.
So he's got the Dubai universal accent.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right.
How did the barbecue go in the rain last week, by the way, or the week before?
It was fantastic, mate.
Was it?
Pulled pork always is a winner.
Lovely. Thanks very much for that. Well, have a great day, mate. Thanks for being on the show.
No worries, bud.
Bye, bye, bye.
Preeti Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things. Thanks to Avatars: The Way of Water. All this and so much more, only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So yesterday I was telling you that Bruno Mars is reportedly in $50 million worth of debt owing to the MGM resorts in Las Vegas. This report was everywhere. And it was a big shock because he's been doing a residency there since 2016, earning $90 million a year.
Right.
From the MGM. Well, now...
Is it all like gambling debts, you think?
They said it was a gambling debt.
Wow.
Now, an MGM rep has finally spoken out about the reports. And they said... MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests.
I don't believe that.
But I always say where there's smoke, there's fire.
I don't believe that.
How is it?
Is it just a mark of PR genius where they put it out and then they cancel it straight away, you know?
You know, you're not too wrong about that because Bruno Mars just opened something called the Pinky Ring Lounge at the Bellagio, which was very recent. So I wonder, I don't know, is it PR, is it not? But how does a report like that come about?
Everyone's talking about the MGM now.
It's true story. So I guess he has no debt. Kate Middleton, I know we talk about her all the time, but we're just waiting to see a little glimpse of her to see if she's okay, and we finally got it. She was seen in public.
What?
Walking. There's a video
of her walking.
Of her walking alongside husband, Prince William. Can you tell me what a farm shop is?
It's like a shop that sells like vegetables that are grown on the farm. Like an organic shop.
Organic. Okay. Like a fruit and veg market.
Yeah, you know, like Jeremy Clarkson's done that Amazon series. He's got a diddly squat farm shop that's
No clue. Okay, anyway, so she was seen smiling and walking alongside William, going to the farm shop. But then the conspiracy starting again.
Oh,
that's not Kate. That's not. You're telling me the Kate in the car is the same Kate as this Kate walking in the farm shop? It's not true. So I don't know what more you want from them. You wanted a video.
I feel so bad for her.
You wanted a video. You got a video. Maybe we should put that up on Chris Fade Show. You guys can decide.
Well, I'm trying to find it now.
I have it.
You got it. Get it up on the Chris Fade Show Instagram, please.
Yes.
As soon as possible.
Yes, I got you.
Okay,
and finally, would you take your new partner to the same place you took your ex? And I'm talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here. So they are reportedly enjoying a beautiful vacation, a getaway in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
Internet spies have figured out that it may be the same resort she visited back in 2022 with her ex, Joe Alwyn. The same exact resort. So despite her efforts to stop it, these people keep tracking her private jet.
Yeah.
They track the private jet to the specific island in the Bahamas. There's a grainy photo that's circulating right now of Travis and Taylor on vacation, and they're on a dock. That dock, people have like put together. That dock is apparently the same exact dock as the one at the Valentine's Resort, which is where she and Joe Alwyn stayed. Which is, everyone's like, wait, you already had a romantic getaway with your ex, and now you're going there with your new partner? Is that weird? Is it bad juju? Is it weird? Mm. Are there any places you avoid because it reminds you of an ex, Rossi?
No, but I was not happy when Liz bought me the same book that she bought for an ex.
Oh.
One time. It was a music biographical book or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I saw it in an old photo. I was like, she's bought the same book for me.
But it's weird, right? Because it's the same. Like, wouldn't Taylor think... Would Travis... Think
but also,
that
like,
Joe
Swifties, just like chill out, stop like stalking. It's another level, honestly.
But no, but that's forget that. Forget that. The question is, like, would it be weird for her and him?
I think for her, because she's been all over the world, maybe that's her favorite resort.
Maybe.
And she wants to create new memories with someone. Like,
would you be okay?
It's the same as like having a house and then breaking up with someone, then moving out, and then someone else moving in. It's the same sort of thing,
right? I wonder if it's weird. Let us know your thoughts on it. 0487155444.
We're going to talk to Lillian after some Rema right now and calm down. This is Selena Gomez as well on Virgin Radio. The question again, pretty.
Are you okay being in the same place that an ex was?
Okay, we'll do it after this. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Lillian, what's your thoughts on this?
Hi. I think it's totally fine. Like, it's not about the place, it's about the person.
Exactly.
And I do that all the time. I take new dates to the same place over and over.
Okay.
Because you know what you're going to get. You know that you like the menu or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, yeah, like I'm comfortable in the place. I'm comfortable with the menu. And it's not, again, it's not about the place. For me, it's not a new partner. It's dates because I'm trying to be with somebody.
Aww.
It's still not working.
Aw, cutie. Hey.
I wonder what the waiters think because they see you with different people every time.
I think they know. I think they know because each time they see me with someone different.
Aw,
Lillian. That's good. Go on dates. Yeah. You're better than I am, so.
Do it. Okay. That's not bad.
So you're okay with it. But you know what, Lillian? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think maybe this is more of a man thing than a woman thing. I feel like men would be more bothered than women.
Maybe. But like for me personally, I'm a woman and I think that's totally fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like we're as women, we can rationalize it and be like, yeah, okay, cool. But I feel like men, like you were worried about a book Liz gave.
I mean, let's get a man on the phone.
Please correct
Lillian.
Me if I'm wrong.
Mustafa, stand up for the men here. What's your thoughts on this?
So I do agree with Lillian on that first part because, yes, a place may hold, you know, certain significance for you, but it should be independent of any previous relationship that you were in. So personally, I think it's about sharing experiences and creating new memories with your current partner rather than, you know, dwelling on the past. However, on the other side, you should also consider your new partner's feelings. So if they're, you know, if you be empathetic, be sensitive to any sort of like discomfort that they may have. About certain places. So communication is key. Mutual understanding is key. But also as a man, you should understand that at the end of the day, she chose to be with you and you chose to be with her. So in that moment, that is all that matters.
I feel like you could be a relationship coach,
totally,
Mustafa.
Totally.
You got that trusting voice. I trust you 100%. Whatever Mustafa's saying, I trust.
I agree.
Thanks for your call, mate. We've got another guy on, Stephen. Are you okay with this, Stephen?
Yeah, well, I'm okay with it. It's just when you go to the restaurant and you're there third time with the woman and the waiter goes to you, oh, you're back again with another lady. It doesn't really go down well, does it?
Is that what you've had before? You sound like one of those lads that you see on a brunch.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't go back there again. So, you learn your lesson, didn't you, I suppose.
Wait, you're telling me that actually happened?
Yeah, I swear to God, it was a lovely little Italian restaurant in Essex, believe it or not. And my friend Pablo's always there. Great guy. He ordered the same thing every time. And he goes, oh, Stephen, you're back again with a new lady. And I just thought, oh my God, here we go. And that was it. I didn't see her again, and I didn't go back to the restaurant. So.
He's being put off Italian for life now, I think. Thanks for your call, Steve.
That's
I love
crazy.
That, mate.
All the best. Cheers, guys.
Love it. Finally, Lawrence, you're not okay with this.
Not at all. I'll be crazy bothered by it. There are hundreds and millions of other places. Why go to the same place, right?
See? Because you like it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your favorite place to go. Maybe it's your favorite hotel, favorite restaurant, favorite city.
I think it's because I had that experience wherein, you know, my partner had the, she was recognized, and you'll see from their faces that, hey, you're with a different person now, you know, that kind of, and I agree with you, Rossi, it's so crazy bothering. I mean, okay, women can rationalize about it, but men, we have feelings too, right?
Lawrence
just needs a hug. He's had a bad experience.
But she picked you, remember that. She picked you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the rationalization part of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you sound like a nice guy, Lawrence. So chin up, mate. Don't be getting jelly now. Be confident in your own abilities. Have a great day, mate. Thanks so much.
You too.
Bye. I'm annoyed.
Uh-oh. What happened, Rossi?
Well, as you know, Pretty, I've been selling a few things online recently.
Yep.
And I'm not going to single out one particular platform because it's loads of different ones.
Mm-hmm.
But every single day, I've been getting two-word messages that are so rude.
Oh.
And I honestly, I am completely over it. These two words.
Wait, can you say it on the radio?
Yeah, I'm going to say the two words on the radio. No,
we're not going to get in trouble, right?
I'm at that point where I need to just say it.
Okay, what are the two words?
Every single day, like probably about 10 people sending me two words every day. So rude, like
the same one.
Yeah, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be on like these online things here, like I've advertised them on a few different things. And I'd say about 15 people send me the same two words every day.
Which are? Like, no one should be rude to Rossi. No one should be rude, period. But no one is rude to Big Rossi.
It's, like, so rude. And it's so ridiculous. The two words are last price.
It's not rude.
It's so horrible. It's unbelievable. Right, say I've got something on there for 9,000 dirhams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said, like, they just said these things, right? Last price. Last price. Like, I'm sick of last price.
But you would do. It's just.
It's like they're
cutting out. They're cutting out the pleasantries, and they're going, "What's the last price it can sell it for?"
What do you mean? What's the last price? The price that's advertised on the thing. Like, I don't understand last price. I don't understand it.
Why? Did you write Did you write non-negotiable on the price?
No.
Maybe write that.
Yeah, but like, I've never known this last price thing ever.
You say it all the time.
Like.
Get
not
out.
Like online to
Rossi.
Someone who's selling like a motorbike, for instance.
Rossi, you say last price all the time.
Yeah,
to
if I'm
people.
Down the gold souk or Karama or something, I might say. Not just like send two words on a direct message so for someone who's selling a motorbike for 9,000 dirhams.
So what do you want? You want someone to say, hello, person selling a motorbike. I would like to inquire about, do you want them to do that?
I
want to
eradicate last price for once. And for all, no more last price, please. Get rid of it. If you feel me, 048715544. Let's eradicate
it.
Last price forever.
Rossi's annoyed. I've
so
never
annoyed.
Seen him this angry.
Like, I've got like all of these things for sale on various platforms across the UAE, right? And I just keep getting these two word. What's that word? When you say something bad. Expletives,
mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, expletives, yeah.
Well, I keep getting these two words every single day, probably about 15 times a day, and the two words are last price. And it's annoying me now. Where I come from, like, we don't ever say that. Last
Rossi,
price.
You say it, I've heard you say it a million times.
Where?
On the phone, when you're trying to get someone to come and do a work, you're always like, last price, brother, last price. You say it all the time.
I do not believe you. Record me next time, okay?
Okay.
I mean, Amalia. Amalia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So, Amalia, tell us, what do you think about the last price saga?
I'm sorry, Rossi, but we have to keep the last price.
Why?
Because how many times have you went somewhere to buy something and you know you can negotiate about it and you're like, what's the last price? And you should get some money.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, if you're out and about, you know, you're at a market and you're doing some bartering. But don't just send two words that say last price without even saying hello.
Rossi, Amalia, Rossi wants like a whole 5-minute conversation before you get to last price. That's the problem.
Rossi, people don't have the time for that. They want to get to the point. Last price, yes or no? When my mom heard the radio, she was like, no, last price has to stay.
Yeah, she's like, well, if your mom says it has to stay, it has to stay.
Yeah.
Amalia, you're all for the last price then. Okay, so you want the last price, yeah? Okay, so that's a vote for last price. She wants to keep it. Man, what's going on, mate? Last price, is it annoying?
Hi, man. It's not even annoying. The problem is it doesn't end there.
Nah.
I had an experience whereby I was selling a not-so-old phone on one of the apps, and the guy goes last price.
Yeah.
I wanted to sell it at 2,000 dirhams, and I said, you know what, it's fair. And I gave him 1,800.
Yeah.
The next message, 1,200, and he needs a new cover.
It's they are ridiculous. They are, honestly. It's like some people,
you know,
are just. What did you do? Because this is what I was thinking about doing. We need some, like, we need to stop this last price saga for once and all. I need to, like, maybe send them to, like, Ras Al Khaimah and say the product's there. And
oh, Rossi, and that's me.
That's exactly what I
did. Is that what you did?
I did that. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I asked him, where does he live? And I gave him a 20 kilometers location just to meet there. And just when he messaged me, I said, it's sold.
Oh, my
at
gosh.
2000.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, it's getting to that point with me right now, man, where I'm thinking about sending someone to Fujairah or something just to come and have a look at it.
Just to mess with them.
I know. Would you do that in New York, pretty?
In New York, yeah, you'd probably do that. In New York, if someone was bothering you, you'd send them to a wrong location, but you just better watch your back.
Did you get any comeback from that, Eamon, when he got there and realized it wasn't there?
I think it was pretty pissed.
You think it was what?
Yeah, he was pretty angry. He was pretty angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave him a good price, but going down 50% and asking for the extra freebies, he's not asking for the last price. He's asking for more than that.
It's so annoying. I know. Well, there we go. Last price, no more. If anyone, and by the way, if anyone's, all the people texting in saying, what's the last price? It's ridiculous. Who's this on the phone? Tom, what do you want, mate?
I agree with you, but I think you're overlooking best last price, last best price, the different options that you can give.
So, yeah, not just last price, last price, best. Best price. Just any of those words is annoying, but thanks for your call, mate. So obviously we have a big team here on the Chris Fade Show. We've got Nala, we've got Pretty Me, Chris Fade, obviously Basma, Jenny, and we all have a WhatsApp group or an Instagram group that we send videos to.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favorite things to do is confusing all of the non-British people in the...
Which is all of us.
Which is all of you, yeah. with Cockney rhyming slang. So basically it's words that rhyme. So for instance,
okay, can you explain that, the language itself? So you don't say the actual word, you say a different word that rhymes with it instead, right?
So the other day on the Instagram group, I wrote, I can't imagine me knocking about with my plates of meat there, which means I can't imagine me walking around with my feet there.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I just ignore. No, I ignored it. Yeah. I was like, what?
I think we need to educate you you can, you know,
so
maybe.
So what are we going to do?
You might go on a trip to London and you get in a taxi and you will have no idea. So I'm going to give you some Cockney rhyming slang. You have to tell me what the translation is in plain English, okay?
Are Nala and I working together?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, let's work
all
together.
Right. Are you ready? Okay. Cockney rhyming slang, apples and pears. What do you think that is? Apples and pears.
Can you give it in context?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I'm going to go up the apples and pears.
The stairs.
The stairs, you say?
Yeah.
So that is correct. Well done, Pretty Malik.
Because it's got to rhyme.
Yeah, it's got to rhyme. Do you get it, Nala?
Pears and stairs.
Okay.
Oh.
Trouble and strife. I'm having a lot of problems with the trouble and strife.
Trouble?
The wife.
The wife, you say? That is? Pretty Malik is on fire.
That's messed up that the wife is called Trouble and Strife. Yeah. What's the husband called?
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
All right, this one is quite a bit more difficult. If someone says they're going to have a butcher's hook, what does that mean? Let's have a butcher's at that. Go and have a butcher's at it and see what you think.
What?
Well, I'm so confused. Butchers.
Go. Let's have a butcher's of that, will ya?
Butchers of that.
A piece of that?
No, it has to rhyme, right?
Butcher's hook.
Butcher's hook. But you just said butchers.
Well, it's shortened down, yeah. But butcher's hook. Butcher's Let us have hook. A butcher's at it.
Let's have
butcher's
a try.
Hook.
Like a try?
No.
What?
It's a look.
Luck.
A butcher's hook. Look. Let's have a butcher's at it. Let's have a look at it.
A look, like I'm seeing something.
Yeah, let me have a look at this.
I heard luck.
You heard
butchers
what?
Butchers doesn't rhyme with look.
Butcher's hook
rhymes with look.
Oh, I'm so confused.
I would love to see you two in London. I tell you what, you wouldn't last 2 minutes.
I have not met one person in London who speaks this way, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
You've been going to the wrong places then.
Okay, keep going. You have more?
If someone talks about the Frod and Toad, what are they talking about? Frod and Toad.
Road? What rhymes with toad? Road?
Road, you say? Congratulations. You're smashing it, Pretty Malik.
But did you say...
But like, why? I just want to know why. Like, why not just say road? Why do you say frog and toad? I'm just curious.
I thought it was like... Because we haven't... Like in Arabic, amsal. So like, it's like you're giving me a quote. Let's say that's what I thought.
Like a proverb.
Like, yeah, that's what I thought. So I'm trying to understand what it means. But then turns out it's nothing like that.
I'd love to see Nala getting in a taxi in London. being sent to the other side of the UK because she has no idea where she's going. 104.4, how good does that sound? Nala's like, I love this really old song. It's great. Promiscuous. Nelly Furtado,
it's
Timbaland.
My old school.
that's this is your old school jam, yes. Is it? I wonder what Nelly Furtado's up to now.
Well, she's going to be performing at a festival in Portugal in May.
It's her comeback year.
Yeah.
Because she did that song with JT recently, right?
Yes. And so she's back. She's touring. She's performing. Nelly Furtado is back.
Come here.
You know what she said? She wants to do a collab with Taylor Swift. That's her dream collab.
Has Taylor Swift ever done the Super Bowl? No.
No, she doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to do it. No, well, because like that's perfect right now.
But I feel like she doesn't need it. She's above it.
She's above it. Way.
No one is above the Super Bowl. Prince has performed it. You two.
No one's above what?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
No one. That's like the pinnacle.
No.
Especially, don't you think?
Especially
the girl selling out 96,000 seating stadiums 5 days in a week.
96,000.
Yes. Yeah. There were 96,000 people at the stadium in Melbourne in Australia. She did that 3 or 4 nights in a row.
And that was only Melbourne.
That is just unbelievable. Taylor Swift. You know what? I can't. You know, you two obviously, like, you're really into your NFL now and you know lots, right?
I don't.
Like, because obviously, Nala is. She's a massive NFL fan because
of
Travis Kelce and stuff like that. Can you tell me the difference to college football? Because the college football has got thousands and thousands of.
Yeah. Like, college football's
like
huge.
Like 100,000 seated stadiums, like the Levi Stadium and stuff like that.
College football is huge in the States. College football is really huge. Even college basketball is really big. We take our sports very seriously.
Is it like bigger than the actual like NBA?
It's not bigger than the NBA, but it's as big as. Like we have something called March Madness when it comes to college basketball, where everyone's doing their windows to see who's going to win. It is something that people really follow. And it obviously comes with like if you went to a certain university, that's your team. Like my team was the Hofstra Pride. They were not very good at basketball, but that's my team, Hofstra Pride.
Well, I just can't get over the size of the stadiums.
Yeah, because they play at the regular stadiums,
so it's like 100,000 seater stadium for college football.
A lot of the if you're a really good college team, well funded, you will have a big stadium.
Just imagine how many hot dogs are in there.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, Pretty.
All right.
Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. Woo. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So, if you have been following the WWE recently, you would have seen that The Rock is officially back with the WWE. He's getting ready for WrestleMania 40. Just this weekend, he was on WWE SmackDown, and he decided to compose and sing a song for his opponents when WrestleMania 40 rolls around.
The Rock is gonna come laying the smacketh down on your blonde Cody and your best friend the clown. I'm gonna whoop that and break your back.
So melodious.
Or maybe I'll just beat you with my fanny pack.
He's got a bum bag on, has he?
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. I mean, everyone is loving the fact that The Rock is officially back with the WWE. He's wrestling.
Do you feel like
he's
it's there. A downgrade, though?
No, I don't think so, because The Rock, I think, has established himself as such a superstar that it's cool to go back to his roots and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, he has to give it up to the WWE for starting his career.
And his dad was a wrestler
as
well. But like, what's he doing movie-wise? I know Moana 2's on the way.
Moana 2, yeah.
So that's what he's working on at the moment.
So there's a live-action Moana, and there's an animated Moana.
Because he was going through a period where he was like doing movie after movie. Yeah. Jumanji, the next level, then that one, Vice, the one where all the buildings...
Skyscraper?
Something like that. Yeah, you know, all of those.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. I think The Rock is all about paying homage to his roots, to always remembering where you started. And And I think it's really cool for all the wrestlers who are in the WWE to have someone who's left
and
become a superstar and still came back. Him, John Cena, has done the same thing as well.
Mm.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
It shows appreciation, I think.
Yeah.
Usher, you know, he performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. He did an incredible job, which was in Las Vegas. And then after that, he decided to go get married to Jen, his longtime partner.
Finally.
And we didn't know what was going on. Like, it was a complete surprise. much like Brent Black. And so he was doing an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and he said actually he didn't even tell his family that it was going to happen. He just took everyone there.
Wow. Have so it's like, just come with me.
Yeah, have wow. a listen.
It was an incredible moment. You know, we're going to do, you know, an incredible over-the-top wedding, but that was a button and at the end of an incredible Las Vegas run. My mother was there, her mother was there, our kids were there, our immediate family were there. Matter of fact, everybody was surprised. I'm like, no, we're having a wedding right now. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, right now. Let's go. We're going to go have Elvis officiate us. But it was great.
So like Brent Black, yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's because that's literally what happened. Yeah. Brent and his lovely wife, Eve, walked in and said, hey, we're going to go get married. You want to come? We're like, yeah, let's go get you married.
And you all got married by Elvis. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And finally, everyone's been hating on J-Lo. I don't know if your TikTok has this. My TikTok is just filled with Jennifer Lopez hate. Oh. So she dropped a brand new album, which is not doing well. Then she dropped a movie, which is not doing well. She dropped a documentary, which is doing mediocre.
Okay.
Then she had to cancel 7 dates on her tour because the rumor is that she's not selling any tickets.
I agree with that
there
rumor.
There are empty stadiums going for her tour, and she's calling it logistical issues. Everyone is hating Jennifer Lopez, but you saw the movie Nala.
Yeah.
It's called This Is Me Now, right? The movie. Why is everyone hating her?
It's the type of movie where you're like, what am I watching?
Right.
It's very, I don't know how to describe it other than it was not good.
And the music is not great?
No.
See, like everyone's hating J-Lo, Rossi.
Do not hate on J-Lo.
I'm not J-Lo. I'm saying I did not enjoy the movie or the music that
but
she did.
But everyone's hating on J-Lo.
Yeah, they are. They're especially, like, there's a part where she, did you see this on TikTok? Where she shakes her hair.
Yes.
Like, this is my hair.
It's so bad.
I can't say it with a straight face. This is my hair when I used to be in the Bronx. And then everyone's clipping that and making fun of it.
Is that in the movie? Yes.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know.
Well, anyways. I'll watch it. Whatever she does, I'll watch.
Right?
I think she's fantastic.
Same.
And she's lovely when we spoke to her.
Yes.
She was very nice.
She's lovely.
Leave J-Lo alone. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Hit us with the attack, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
That is it for us. Another Tuesday done. We will be back for the Hour of Power a bit later on, pretty.
Yes, we will. You have fun with your last prices today.
Oh, don't. I've already got 25 messages of people saying last price. I'm selling loads of stuff on Dubizzle, and I keep getting two words through the inboxes every single day, last price, and I'm over it. I'm over last price.
If you see Big Rossi out and about today, give him a hug. I feel like he needs it.
I do need a hug, yeah. And I need to sell some stuff as well before I go on holiday. we will be back tomorrow. We got some awesome prizes up for grabs on the show.
And we've got a superstar singer joining us on the show as well, and it is not Big Rossi.
It's not me, no. Yep. It's someone who's been on, like,
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, like a big deal. So.
Yeah, so he'll be in studio with us after 8.
We'll see you then.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.